The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, we are taking a phone call from Michael Hall. Michael, the Vice President of Community Relations and Executive Director of Cardinals Care, had a big announcement yesterday, and I always love getting that email. Michael, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
It's good to hear from you. The Cardinals Care Winter Warm-Up is back, the 28th. Michael, I go so far back, I remember the first. And boy, have you grown. It's going to be a big event, three-day weekend tickets. Hotel packages are available for purchase starting Friday, November 29th. It will be January 18th through the 20th at Busch Stadium in Ballpark Village. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's the 28th, as you mentioned. It's hard to believe we've had that many, but really looking forward to it again this year. You know, very similar to what we've done the last couple of years as we've been on our campus, if you will, being at the ballpark and Ballpark Village. There are a couple new things that we're going to try this year. One being over at Ballpark Village, we'll continue to have the main stage there in Ballpark Village in the main area. But the Ballpark Village experience is going to be open to the public. The past couple of years, you needed a ticket. It was a ticketed event for both the ballpark and Ballpark Village. But Ballpark Village this year will be open to the public. And then the other thing that we're new this year is the admission tickets that go on sale on November 29th, as you mentioned. From November 29th till midnight on December the 8th, fans who purchase within that time frame will receive a free mystery autograph ticket while supplies last. So that's something new that we're going to try this year as well.
Michael, it seems like when I first heard, winter warm-up, that's so far in the future. It's literally 2 months away because the year has slipped past. So for people now hearing this and thinking, oh my gosh, I should probably get tickets for my favorite Cardinals fan for the holidays. Tell us again, when do these tickets go on sale? And a mystery autograph sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, so there's two different types of tickets. There's an admission ticket that is good for all 3 days that will get you into the ballpark and the ticketed area of the event. Those go on sale on Friday, November 29th, Black Friday, and they'll be on sale all the way through the event. And then there's the autograph tickets. And the autograph tickets go on sale. We're shooting for December the 20th, and they go on sale. And it's basically the opportunity to receive an autograph from, as you mentioned, maybe one of your favorite players. And so as the fans that purchase between November 29th and December 8th that receive the mystery autograph ticket, there'll be a separate transaction that they'll receive to their MLB ballpark app that will send them that mystery ticket, which is randomly generated. So they'll have an idea of who they have before autograph tickets do go on sale.
And it is important to know where this money goes. And Michael, tell us about Cardinals Care. It has been quite a run for the charitable arm of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes, Cardinals Care is the community foundation for the St. Louis Cardinals. It started in 1997. And the mission is to care for kids. And we've been doing that through our Red Bird Rookies program, through our ball field program, and through our grant program, in which we give money back to other nonprofits that support kids. Those are the three main pillars. You know, there's several other ways and several other things that we do throughout the year. But that's mainly what we do in support of kids in St. Louis. And the winter warm-up traditionally has been one, the kickoff to the season for us. Cardinals Care and the Cardinals, the organization as a whole, as well as it's traditionally been our largest fundraiser. Our 50-50 is kind of taken over that now, but still, winter warm-up's a huge event for us, the organization as a whole, as well as raising funds for the foundation.
Michael, for those who, I mean, I know people go every year, and but there are a lot of diehard Cardinals fans who have never been to winter warm-up. So can you explain a little bit to them about what it's like to be there and what kind of things they'll see and do?
Sure. Yeah, it's a fan fest. It's a little different in that we, as I just mentioned, our fan fest is a fundraiser. And so everything raised over the weekend does go to Cardinals Care in support of kids. But throughout the event, as I mentioned, over at Ballpark Village, our main stage, what that is we'll have talent throughout the weekend, on-air talent from both the Cardinals. We have our partner at KMOV, our partners obviously with KMOX. We'll have folks up there. We'll do roundtable discussions, Q&As with alumni and current players, coaching staff, front office executives, and several other different things that we do from the main stage, including some live auctions that support Cardinals Care. And then over in the ticketed area, over in the ballpark, is where the autograph signings happen within some of our climate-controlled spaces, our clubs within the ballpark. We have a vendor area up in the Redbird Club. We have a Cardinals Care store with a lot of our items, autographed items and things that we use throughout the season to help raise funds. And then there's a kids area, dedicated kids area over in the ballpark as well. So you'll see a lot of families, a lot of Cardinals fans, a lot of red, everybody moving in and around the space. It's just a great time to celebrate baseball during a time of the year where, you know, it's typically cold and, you know, we all try to get together and that's why we call it the warm-up.
Yep, the warm-up is awesome. It's cardinals.com/WWU. And by the way, the Cardinals Caravan is coming back. That was announced as well. Six states in just 4 days. cardinals.com/caravan. Michael Hall, Vice President, Community Relations, Executive Director of Cardinals Care. We always love hearing from you. We love being your partner here on KMOX, and we'll talk to you real soon.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.